Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley says changes are needed to Michigan's personal property tax policy because it's the last area in the state's tax system that is punitive toward the type of developments the state wants. Calley says the plan calls on eliminating the bulk of the personal property tax associated with manufacturing. He says expiring tax credits could be used to cover nearly all of the tax revenue local communities would lose. Calley says finding alternatives for this revenue source for local governments, however, is one of the top areas where input could lead to a better final plan.
How do we create a scenario where there's a local government revenue stream that those that are charged with providing local services, which are critically important to quality of life, that those are provided in a way that is dependable, that's relatively sure, that people can know and plan based on what those revenue sources are going to be. I think that's the aspect of the plan that needs the most input at this point, and the part that we're really excited about putting the brain power of the whole state at work at.
Calley says an area of the proposal that has won a lot of support from across the state is eliminating all personal property tax collections from small businesses that have a taxable value of less than $40,000. He says 60% of the parcels paying personal property tax are below this threshold, and they pay only 7% of all the tax collected. He says this makes for an inefficient system where the amount of money spent on calculating and collecting the tax can exceed the revenue generated. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.